Good morning, everyone. So turn up the radio, turn down the blender there at the kitchen counter as you're preparing breakfast. It's time to think about the weekend. We are looking for your suggestions for things to do this weekend. Tell us your plans at 877-8-MY-TAKE or MYTAKE at thetakeaway.org. What are you going to do? You're going to finally break down and go see Slumdog Millionaire, a movie that was suggested by our next guest more than a week ago? Oh, you haven't done it yet? Give us your suggestion at 877-8-MY-TAKE or MYTAKE at thetakeaway.org. But this weekend, you know, you could just stay home and catch this guy on Saturday Night Live.
Laundry day, see you there, under things, tumbling.
That, of course, is the former Doogie Howser MD himself, Neil Patrick Harris. He's made the list of things worth spending your time on this weekend, at least according to our next guest, of course, Allison Williams, Associate Features Editor at Time Out New York. So, Allison, thanks for coming back.
Sure, absolutely.
Thanks for being live in the studio with us. This is your debut live. Don't say hi, Mom, okay?
Thank you. I don't think she's listening.
All right, good, good. So, first of all, SNL with Neil Patrick Harris, that's a must-see.
Doogie Howser on Saturday Night Live. I think it's going to be great because, as you heard, he sings, he dances, he was on Broadway and Cabaret and Assassins, and he's very, very funny.
And he doesn't do imitations of Sarah Palin.
Not that we know of, but it's always possible.
Right.
He's on a show called How I Met Your Mother on CBS, which is a very funny show. He played himself in a stoner movie called Harold and Kumar Go to White Castle.
Sure.
So this is a guy who's going to do anything for a laugh, and that's really the best kind on Saturday Night Live.
He's got range.
Yeah.
He's got range. Fabulous range. Okay, absolutely. But that's not the huge thing you can do this weekend.
No, I mean, what I'm going to be doing, because I'm a giant nerd, is staying in.
Right.
Now, Battlestar Galactica, if you have a 10-year-old or 15-year-old nephew, you may have heard of it. It's a big science fiction show on the Sci-Fi Network, and they're starting their final 10 episodes. But first, they're going to do a recap episode this Sunday, every 10 things you need to know about the show.
So BSG, Battlestar Galactica, is catching everybody up so that they can, even if they're just new to it this year.
If you don't know enough about it right now, this is the show that's going to catch you up. And it's a pretty simple premise. It's humans versus robots, but the robots aren't too scary science fiction-y. There's a lot of spaceships, but it's a show that's a drama. It's starring some great people, Edward James Olmos and Mary McDonnell. These are people who have been nominated for Oscars. And they address some really serious issues and then go out and shoot stuff in space. So it's
serious
a little bit of fun.
Serious issues like
you know, they're addressing
safe sex with robots?
You know, there's a little bit of that. You know, robot pregnancy. They've addressed internment camps and genocide. And it's an exciting show that's important politically as
and
well.
And you love it.
Oh, absolutely.
All right. So to listen to, we got this. Now, my nephew, Nicholas, turned me on to this band. Animal Collective, their new album comes out?
Yes, there's an album coming out called Merriweather Post Pavilion. And these are a group of guys that they're a little bit weird. They're a collective, not really a band. They go by names like Panda Bear and Geologist. But they do this kind of psychedelic folk pop rock music. It's a little outside the box, but it's still very listenable. It's fun. Pitchfork, which is a website that covers music, they just rave about
this band.
They love them. And they throw in a little of everything. There'll be a little West African stuff in there and then a lot of electronica. And it's a fun group. And I think it's coming out on vinyl, which is for the music geeks out there, super exciting.
Really?
So, yes, it's out on vinyl first, and then it's coming out on CD after that. So
that's amazing. So if you actually do get out of your house and go somewhere to do something, what would you suggest?
The movie I think people need to see is The Wrestler.
Well, I was wondering if I could get some more work.
All I got is weekends. Isn't that when you sit on other dudes' faces?
Have you ever seen a one-legged dog? Have a beer with me? One beer.
You have a daughter?
Oh, my daughter. She don't like me very much.
You should call her.
And you seen me?
What do you want from me?
I'm an old, broken-down piece of meat, and I deserve to be all alone. I just don't want...
want you to hate me.
And that's just the trailer. Yeah. Is that Mickey Rourke's voice in the background?
That is Mickey Rourke from 9 1/2 Weeks and Diner, and he's making a comeback.
And just from Mickey Rourke's like pathetic life.
Yes.
So what's going on here? This is a comeback movie for Mickey Rourke, and
yes,
it's about a comeback.
About a comeback. He's a WWF-style wrestler. Think like Hulk Hogan gone to seed. And he's got the long hair and the spandex pants, and he's still trying to do his wrestling thing. But, you know, the movie, it's not really a downer. It's upbeat. This is a guy who wants to succeed. He's having a lot of fun. He loves the audiences. And it's a rough going, but at the end of the day, it's a great movie. There's a Springsteen song in there, and it's kind of like a Springsteen song.
Do you like Rourke in this? I mean,
Yes. Oh, he's fantastic. I think
really?
He's going to be nominated for an Oscar.
No kidding.
Because you get into this guy's head, you feel for him, you forgive him when he screws up all the time. And I think this is like a Springsteen song. It's tough going, but you end up really rewarded.
Kind of like live radio. I mean, that was quite a moment there, Allison. But, you know, for a debut, I think you'll get a cult following. Absolutely. So Allison Williams, of course, is associate editor at Time Out New York. She joined us in the studio. Your weekend plans, we're looking for suggestions, 877-8-MY-TAKE or mytake at thetakeaway.org.
Since WNYC's first broadcast in 1924, we've been dedicated to creating the kind of content we know the world needs. Since then, New York Public Radio's rigorous journalism has gone on to win a Peabody Award and a DuPont Columbia Award, among others. In addition to this award-winning reporting, your sponsorship also supports inspiring storytelling and extraordinary music that is free and accessible to all. To get in touch and find out more, visit sponsorship.wnyc.org.